Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, this is the Highland Radio News at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. This evening's main headlines: Cabinet Ministers have signed off on new measures to provide support to businesses impacted by the latest COVID restrictions. COVID levels amongst 18 to 34-year-olds have increased by up to 70% over the last few days. The Health Minister has also today expressed concern that people with symptoms are not self-isolating. And also, it's emerged that Stage 1 applications made to the MICA redress scheme are currently not being processed by Donegal County Council. We'll have those stories in full and a lot more, as well as latest in sport with Kenny Harkin, coming up for you within the next half hour. To our top stories this evening, and Cabinet Ministers have signed off this afternoon on measures to provide financial support to the businesses impacted the most by the latest round of COVID restrictions. The Employment Wage Subsidy Scheme has been reopened for businesses with more than 30% loss in turnover. Also, the COVID restriction support scheme has been open to bars, restaurants and other businesses which have had to close due to the new restrictions. Businesses that are staying open but are earning less than 40% of their turnover compared to 2019 will now also qualify for these payments. The measures will cost an additional 100 million euro for the month of January. Public Expenditure Minister Michael McGrath has said they're needed to make an intervention for businesses.
I fully appreciate that these new restrictions have caused an enormous amount of anxiety and despair for workers and business owners alike, many of whom will lose their job or their income as a result. That is difficult at any time, but coming in the days leading up to Christmas and the New Year period is exceptionally tough. And it makes it all the more imperative that we again act swiftly.
COVID levels amongst 18 to 34-year-olds have increased by up to 70% over the last few days. The Health Minister has also expressed concern that people with symptoms are not self-isolating. Stephen Murphy has more.
Over a quarter of 19 to 24-year-olds going for a PCR test are now getting a positive result. NPHET's head of modelling, Professor Philip Nolan, says it's the first sign of the Omicron variant spreading rapidly. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly says case numbers will start rising very soon.
Already what we're seeing now is a very rapid increase in cases for the 19 to 34-year-old age group. And just this morning then, I have a new report of cases rising for the 16 to 18-year-old group as well.
Infectious diseases expert Sam McConkey says younger people are yet to be offered a booster.
My view is we should try and decrease our socialising enough to allow most of us to get boosted over the next sort of, you know, few weeks, and that will help us to deal with Omicron as best we can.
The Chief Medical Officer has raised concerns that only half of people with symptoms are isolating at home. Head of the ESRI's Behavioural Research Unit, Pete Lunn, says antigen tests may be playing a role in that.
What we see in the data is that somewhere around three quarters of people with symptoms are taking an antigen test, and where it's negative, most of them are then not arranging a PCR test and not self-isolating.
Health officials are urging everyone to cut down on socialising and for people with symptoms to self-isolate and get a test.
The EU has agreed to new rules that will mean that digital COVID certs for travel will expire 9 months after someone's last dose of a vaccine in a bid to increase vaccine uptake across the EU bloc. The rules will apply to travel within the European Union and will take effect from February. According to Taoiseach Leo Varadkar today, the 9-month expiration date is only going to apply to international travel and not to domestic use, such as within hospitality in Ireland.
Yeah, as I understand it, the EU proposal only relates to international travel. So what the European Union is proposing is that the digital COVID cert expires 9 months after your last dose. And obviously that's designed to encourage people to get the third dose, get the booster shot and be protected so that they can travel within the European Union. We haven't given any consideration to applying that to a domestic setting at this stage.
It's emerged that Stage 1 applications made to the MICA redress scheme are currently not being processed by Donegal County Council. The local authority has confirmed a holding letter has been issued to homeowners, advising their application cannot be further progressed due to an outstanding clarification required from the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage. As a result, 90% of costs already incurred by homeowners through the preparation of an engineer's report will not be paid out until clarification is received from the department. Vice Chair of Donegal County Council's MICA Redress Committee, Councillor Albert Doherty, is calling on the government to urgently step in and put an end to the impasse.
Very disappointing news received today from Donegal County Council. It reflects a holding letter, and applicants don't need to be holding on any longer. And it reflects that the department have still not clarified information sought by the council presented early in December to this MICA Redress Committee, that they were awaiting clarification. And now today, all applicants, there's a commencement of addressing the issue to applicants, and it confirms that we are still awaiting an eligibility decision with government department clarification.
And in these instances, some homeowners have already paid out costs and they're waiting for this back. And indeed, it's very untimely at the minute, given the Christmas period.
It is difficult to take on board what families are going through, and all they want is a confirmation of eligibility, ineligibility at stage one. They've been through building condition assessments, coring and samplings carried out. They've had their lab test results reported. They've had their engineer's report compiled, application submitted, one application validated and further information requested to a confirm identity. That was clarified. And now they're all being told that it's there for technical assessment. And I would be appealing for the Department of Local Government and government parties to please consider and respond and give us clarity so that we can have progress with this unfit for purpose but existing IS-465.
A man has been arrested in Donegal today as part of an ongoing investigation into a €20 million property registration fraud scheme. He's being currently held at Milford Garda Station. Michaela Clark has more.
Gardaí attached to the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau and Dundalk arrested the man aged in his 40s in relation to an ongoing investigation into property registration fraud. He is currently being detained under Section 50 of the Criminal Justice Act at Milford Garda Station and can be detained for up to 7 days. Gardaí say the investigation involves a fraud of up to €20 million and the use of fraudulent documentation to remove mortgage charges held by financial institutions and properties, thus allowing the sale of those properties without repaying the mortgages. In this case, mortgage charges were removed from 12 properties, with 6 of these properties being sold. This is the 12th arrest as part of the investigation.
A man was injured during a weekend attack in Letterkenny. Between 20 past midnight and 25 minutes to 1 on Sunday morning, in the lower Main Street area, a man was assaulted by another male. The injuries sustained are not believed to be life-threatening. Garda Sean Sweeney says they are keen to speak with a man in connection with this incident.
This happened on Sunday the 19th December between 12:20 a.m. and 12:35 a.m. The man received injuries having been assaulted by another man at this location. So we're seeking to identify the suspect, who's wearing a white t-shirt, black jeans and white trainers. He had a sleeve tattoo in his right arm. The injured person had to seek medical attention for non-life-threatening injuries. So if anybody witnessed the incident or observed the man matching the description, we'll ask them to call Letterkenny on 91671100. Or also any taxi drivers who may have dashcam footage may have captured the incident, please contact Letterkenny.
The Director of Public Health with the HSE Northwest believes that efforts from the public in complying with public health guidelines have made a positive in preventing further spread of the Omicron variant. Dr. Anthony Breslin says the Omicron variant, while now the dominant strain in the Republic of Ireland, is being kept at bay by mask wearing, social distancing and people availing of the booster vaccine programme. He told today's 9 till noon show that compared to other countries, Ireland is ahead in tackling the new variant.
It is more effective, but at the same time it's still stopped by social distancing, it's stopped by mask wearing. And also, if you have been vaccinated, even without the booster, you will have protection there because you will develop antibodies. You get a mild infection, you will still spread the virus to others. You could still spread the virus to others, but you won't be as sick for as long and you won't be spreading as much virus as you would if you weren't vaccinated. So that's why we haven't gone from sort of 2,000 cases up to 10,000 cases yet, because we do have protective measures in there. Mm-hmm. And you can see the fact that, I think in Ireland in general, we stuck to watching where we were going, not having big crowded situations, the distancing and mask wearing compared to other countries. Say the UK, is England anyhow, certainly you can see that. If you look at the photographs, they're less likely to wear face coverings, etc. And that has been an advantage to us.
A number of walk-in booster vaccination clinics are taking place in Letterkenny this week for anyone aged 40 or over. The clinics will operate right up to Christmas Eve at the vaccination clinic at the Letterkenny Business Park in Ballyrain. Adrian Harmon has more.
Those eligible can receive a booster vaccine without an appointment today, tomorrow and Thursday between the hours of 8am and 7:30pm, while on Christmas Eve the centre will operate from 8am to 11am. Before receiving a booster vaccine, you must have an interval of at least 90 days since a second dose vaccine or single dose Johnson & Johnson. Anyone who has had the COVID-19 since their previous vaccination should wait to get their booster dose for at least 6 months after the positive test result. The vaccination centre is also running scheduled appointment clinics. Anyone who receives an invitation is asked to attend. Booster vaccines are also being offered to anyone eligible at participating pharmacies. First and second dose vaccines are available at walk-in clinics in Letterkenny. The vaccination centre will be closed on the 25th and 26th of December and reopen on the 27th.
Gardaí are searching for two youths believed to have been involved in the theft from a car parked at a shop in the mountaintop area of Letterkenny. At around 10:30pm on Tuesday night, December the 14th, a bank card and driving licence were stolen from the unlocked car. It emerged the bank card was subsequently used at another business premises in the town later that night. Garda Sean Sweeney is appealing to anyone with information to come forward.
This happened on Tuesday the 14th December, approximately 10:30pm. So a bank card and a driving licence were stolen from the car. There was no damage caused and the car was left unlocked. So this bank card was later used on the Port Road in Letterkenny in the premises shortly after 12:25am on the 15th. So CCTV has been viewed from the various premises and we're interested in any sightings of two youths at either location. One of them was wearing a black puffer style jacket with a blue Adidas logo on the front. His hood was up when he wore a face mask, but he had quite a long fringe and it could be seen coming out from under the hood. And second youth wore a puffer jacket also, which is bright blue in the top half and navy in the bottom half. He also had a hood and a face mask. So if anybody's seen these two youths in the mountaintop area around 10:30 on Tuesday the 14th or in the area of the Port Road at 12:25am on Wednesday the 15th, we're asking to call Letterkenny or the confidential line on 1800 666 111.
The time is now 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. We'll take a short break and sport is coming up after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal GAA home jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time's now 5:15, time to go over to the sports desk and Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Daniel. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic Games, and the GAA has today confirmed the fixtures for next season's competition. Oisín Kelly has more.
Declan Bonner's first outing will be against Mayo on Sunday the 30th of January. And with McHale Park not available, that game will be at Marchevic Park in Sligo at 1:45. Donegal's first home game against Kildare on Sunday the 6th of February throws in Ballybuffet at 2:30. Donegal have four games next season at home, with McCool Park hosting three of them and the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny hosting the final game at the end of March. That match is against Armagh on the 26th of March at 1:45, just several weeks before the two sides will clash again in the Championship in Ballybuffet. Before that, the other two games in Ballybuffet, the Tyrone match on Saturday the 26th under lights at 7:30 and the Monaghan game on Sunday the 13th of March at 1:45, also in the Twin Towns. Donegal's away game to Kerry is in Killarney on Sunday the 20th of February at 1:45, and then there's the trip as well to face Dublin Sunday the 20th of March, and that will have a 3:45 throw-in. 2021 football winners Tyrone will start their Division 1 campaign at home at Hayley Park in Omagh to Monaghan in a big Ulster derby starting at 3:45, while Derry begin their Division 2 stint on Saturday the 29th of January against Down at Own Beg at 5 o'clock. In the GA Master fixture list for the 2022 split season, the All-Ireland Finals will be played on successive Sundays. On the 17th it will be the Hurling Decider, and on the 24th of July it will be the Football Final.
Oisín Kelly reporting. In Colleges Gaelic Games, the Letterkenny IT, they take on TU Dublin in the final of the men's fresher football competition this evening. The match is at Breffni Park in Cavan and it throws in at 6:15. In swimming, Mona McSherry set Ireland's 18th national record at the World Short Course Swimming Championship today. The Sligo swimmers shaved nearly a second and a half off her hour-old best in the final of the women's 200 metres breaststroke. McSherry had to settle for 7th, having been in bronze medal position with 50 metres to go. During the course of the championships, the former Ballyshannon Marlins swimmer broke and set new national records on seven occasions. After the event, she said she was delighted.
It was great, you know, it was so much fun to just finish the note with yet another final, and, you know, being able to say that I swam in every final session this week, you know, it has been tough, but it's been great and it's such a good character builder, and I'm glad that I had the opportunity to do it.
And you've dropped time every time. How much of a big deal is that for you?
It's amazing, you know, because especially a lot of my events will have heat semis and finals, and you know, you can't just do a really fast time in the semis and then not be able to perform again in the finals. It doesn't really mean anything at that point. So it's great to be able to, you know, consistently get faster and do better and learn from each race.
Moving on to soccer, and Dundalk have signed winger John Martin from Waterford. The 22-year-old is the Lilywhites' third acquisition of the week, following the signings of Robbie Benson and Paul Doyle. Goalkeeper Peter Cherry has become the latest player to sign a new deal at the club. In the SSE Airtricity Women's National League, the champions Shelburne will begin their 2022 campaign at home to Bohemians. Runners-up Piemont, they will take on Sligo Rovers, who joined the league for the first time. The new season begins on Saturday, March the 5th. Cross-channel Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta insists he won't use the ongoing disruption caused by COVID-19 as an excuse for any dip in form. The Gunners host Sunderland in the last eight of the League Cup tonight from 7:45 at the Emirates. On the pitch in the Irish Premiership tonight, there's two games down for decision. Dungannon Swifts, they play Warren Point Town, while Linfield, they host Ballymena. Both those games start at 7:45. In Scotland, Scotland's First Minister has confirmed outdoor events will be limited to just 500 spectators from Boxing Day. Nicola Sturgeon says the rule has been brought in to stop rising cases of coronavirus and will be in place for 3 weeks. Matches which will be played before that date, including Celtic's game at St Mirren tomorrow, will go ahead in front of capacity crowds. And in England, the West Ham manager David Moyes says he doesn't agree with everything the Premier League's decided to let the festive season schedule go ahead. Organisers say games will continue if clubs have 13 outfield players and a goalkeeper available. Members of the under-23 squad with first-team experience will count towards that number, but Moyes says that shouldn't be the case.
We gave 4 or 5 young players their debut in Europe. That would now count against us if we got 10, 12 people with COVID in here, or senior players. We would have to now class those players as first-team players, which in truth is not the case. They are young players who are getting given their debuts.
Moving on to rugby, and the St Stephen's Day clash of Munster and Leinster has been postponed. It follows a number of new COVID-19 cases reported amongst the Leinster squad. Leinster will resume training next Tuesday with the aim of fulfilling their New Year's Day game away to Ulster. URC organisers say they will consider potential dates for the rearranged fixture. And Alton Delan is expected to link up with Ronan O'Gara and Donoghue Ryan at La Rochelle. The Ireland lock confirmed today that he'll leave Connacht at the end of the season. And 3 Ulster players have signed new deals with the province. Tom O'Toole, Matty Ray and James Hume will stay with the province until the summer of 2024. Finally, for this evening in darts, Steve Lennon's third round opponent at the World Darts Championships has been confirmed today. The Carlow native will play Mervyn King, who defeated Ryan Joyce by 3-2 in today's play. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Daniel.
Thanks, Kenny. Back to news now, and there are calls for the commercial rates waiver to be retained into 2022. Donegal County Council has agreed to write to the Department of Housing in response to a request by Councillor Martin Farn, who believes the waiver should continue in recognition of the ongoing impact that COVID is having on the business sector. Almost 7,000 businesses in the county availed of the commercial rates waiver since last year, at a cost of approximately €27.4 million. Councillor Farn says the government must do everything possible to keep businesses open.
I got full support from my fellow councillors and a very positive response from Donegal County Council, and I want to thank them for that. Anything and everything that can be done to support business through this very difficult period has to be done. And there's an onus on us as councillors to point this out to government and hope that they will respond positively. I want to thank the government actually for the part that they've played in 20 and 21 in relation to commercial rates, and to ask them to retain this waiver for 2022. In 2020, for example, 4,159 businesses in Donegal actually benefited from a nine-month waiver on commercial rates at a cost of $14.9 million. In addition, during 2020, Donegal County Council processed 4,392 COVID-19 business restarts, totaling $24.3 million, and both of these schemes were supported by central government. With this new variant that's out there at the moment, at present, things are very uncertain. We've got a very uncertain times ahead. And as I say, we have to do everything we possibly can to try and keep our businesses open. We're talking here now about commercial rates, but anybody that runs a business knows that the overheads, for example, you have the commercial rates, you have your public liability insurance, you have water rates, electricity bills, all those things add up.
And now the weather, staying largely dry but cloudy to start tonight. Clear spells will develop for a time overnight, but there will also be scattered patches of light rain and drizzle. Lowest temperatures of 3 to 5 degrees overnight tonight. And once again, this evening's main headlines, Cabinet Ministers have signed off on new measures to provide financial support to businesses impacted by the latest round of COVID restrictions. The Employment Wage Subsidy Scheme, as well as the COVID Restriction Support Scheme, have both returned. The measures will cost around €100 million for January. COVID levels amongst 18 to 34-year-olds have increased by up to 70% over the last few days. The health ministers also expressed concern that some people with symptoms are not self-isolating despite public health advice. The EU has also agreed new rules that will mean digital COVID certs for travel will expire 9 months after someone's last dose of a vaccine, in a bid to increase vaccine uptake across the EU. The rules will take effect from February. And it's emerged that Stage 1 applications made to the Mica Redress Scheme are currently not being processed by Donegal County Council. The local authority has confirmed a holding letter has been issued to homeowners, advising their application cannot be progressed due to an outstanding clarification required from the Department of Housing. That's all from the news desk for now. We'll have another news update for you coming up at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening.
Your COVID-19 walk-in vaccine clinic update in association with the HSE. See hse.ie for clinic times, locations and information.
And now a reminder from us at Highland Radio in association with the HSE that there's a walk-in COVID-19 vaccination clinic today at Letterkenny Business Park in Ballyrane, which is open until 7:30 p.m. this evening. Boosters are being made available to people aged between 40 and above, as well as healthcare workers. HSE Live on Twitter currently say there is no queue at the centre. If you're due your COVID-19 vaccine booster, now is a good time to go. Please visit hse.ie or follow at HSE Live on Twitter for more information.
The best music on your station.
The obituary notices for Tuesday evening, December the 21st. The death has taken place of Nancy Ann Senior McGill, the Ferns Drumkeen Convoy. Nancy's remains are reposing at her late residence. House private to family, neighbours and close friends only, please. Removal from there on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, followed by cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium Cavan at 3 p.m. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Craigs Media Facebook page. The death has taken place of John McClintock, Castle Blaw, Newton Cunningham. John's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for mass at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on newtonclayparish.com. Wake private to family, friends and neighbours. The death has taken place of Ray Vance, the Cross Carrigans. Remains are reposing at his residence from 6 p.m. this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday at 1:30 p.m. for service in Monray Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family, neighbours and friends are welcome. Family flowers only, donations if desired to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Gibson Funeral Directors Convoy. The death has taken place of Paul Giles, Milford and Lady of Cranford. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny this evening at 7 p.m. going to his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday going to the Church of Immaculate Conception, Coole, Cranford for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. followed by interment in Milford Cemetery. Removal, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please. The death has occurred of Margaret McLaughlin, née McGinty, 352 Lisnefin Park, Strabane. Margaret's remains will repose at her late home from 5 p.m. this evening. Funeral from her late home on Thursday morning at 9:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass at 10 a.m. in St Mary's Church, Melmount. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The house is private to family and close friends. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Society of African Missions, SMA, care of Charles Lynch, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of John Conroy, 154 Beldue, Strabane. Funeral from his late home tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m, going to St Mary's Church, Melmount for 10 a.m. Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of any family member. The house is private to family and close friends only. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Raymond Mulvey, 16 Woodthorpe, Newton Cunningham. Raymond's remains are reposing at his late residence. Departing from there tomorrow morning to arrive in Massey Brothers Funeral Home, Finglas Village, Dublin, for viewing between 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Cremation in Glasnevin Crematorium on Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Wake private to family, friends and neighbours. The death has taken place in Philadelphia of John Cairns, formerly of Glebe Gardens, Sion Mills. His funeral will take place in Philadelphia. The death has taken place of Michael Doherty, Drumburn, Milford. His remains will repose at his home. House strictly private to family only. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in St. Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Rosary today at 9 p.m. The funeral mass and rosary can be viewed on Church Services TV. Family flowers only, donations if desired to St. Vincent de Paul, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney, funeral directors. The death has occurred of Margaret Gallagher, Oha Vogue, Killybegs. Her remains are reposing at her home until 9 p.m. tonight, strictly for family, close friends and neighbours only. Removal tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. to St. Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The mass will be streamed live on mcnmedia.tv. House strictly private to family only on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has occurred of Kevin McGranahan, 37 Fortwell, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at the Letterkenny Funeral Home, Port Road, Letterkenny, from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. today. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in St. Union's Cathedral, with interment afterwards in the family plot in Conwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Con McDade funeral director. The death has taken place of Tony McIntyre, Sessionille, Ballybuffet. His remains are reposing at his late residence. The house will be private to family, neighbours and close friends. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Church, Sessionille, tomorrow morning at 11 a.m, with interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on St Mary's Church Facebook page. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to St Joseph's Hospital, Woodville Ward, Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty, funeral director. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.